Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guests today are Steele and Sam Walker. So if you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us where you live and what you do. So Steele, like, if you want to go first.
Yeah. So I'm in East Texas right now, headquarters, right? Steele Walker. And I'm an ex-professional baseball player and now a brand entrepreneur, right? Specifically, co-founder along with my brother Sam of the brand Steele Simons. So yeah, thankful to be here, bros.
My name is Sam. Steele's my younger brother, definitely the visionary of it all. But I'm actually in Rockwall, Texas. Mm-hmm. So I'm creeping my way more and more east. Yeah, we grew up in East Texas. And so we've got these country roots that we love to tap into. And so but I'm enjoying it over here and loving it, loving starting the brand, and just kind of tapping into some heritage things. So it's fun.
Awesome. Amen. So how did you guys get the idea for this company?
Sam?
Man, we've been, bro, for years, probably. I mean, maybe not a decade, but it's been a good amount of time that we tossed around several different things. And, it's funny, right? You start from the old t-shirt company, the old t-shirt and making some bracelets and some hats and stuff, right? The old classic merch company. But then we eventually tapped into our standard is it keeps getting higher and higher, honestly. We kind of went into the luxury space without the luxury price tag. And so we've kind of found a sweet spot here, tapping into, our speaking to our history, our lineage, where we come from, the deep Texas roots, and just the pioneer spirit, coupled with very unique designs and quality that people can share in. So, and now of course it's we're kind of a fashion house. So we'll carry a myriad of things, fashion, and not just fashion though, man. We've got some things cooking right now that we're going to probably expand into just the whole. We like to say we're men of taste. We enjoy things that bring a certain feeling, that involves mm-hmm. the five senses, and maybe even a sixth sense if you bring in the spirit. That's the key one, right? But, we love these things, man. So, all right, what's up, Law?
Dude, come on. Yo, there's things you do, bros. It either rings true to your being or it doesn't. Okay? If it doesn't, you can do it. You can do it, but you'll have the sense it's a means to an end, right? You'll have that sense where it's like, I'm doing this. I eventually will be done with this, right? But then there's other things, the things that ring true, right? The things that ring true. You have a sense that if you get super rich or if you, whatever, right? You'll still do it to an extent, right? Maybe not grinding coming up from the bottom, but you'll still do it. And I think, with me and Sam, this is something we would do genuinely. If we were billionaires, we would walk through a boutique store or a mall and go, I would change this, right? Or we'd go smell fragrances. I like this smell. Maybe I'll wear it to dinner tonight, right? I love the aesthetic of this store. Right? It's just those things we would do, right? And that is what the past 5 years have been for us. Finally landing on Steele Simons as the men's fashion house, right? That has fashion accessories, and then we're going to branch into the other senses. It's just me and Sam zoning in on what is actually ringing true to our being. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So we're going to keep going. Yeah.
So I would just ask, I mean, like you guys mentioned, right, this has been brewing in the making for many years. But like, what made you think that this year was a year to actually go and make that jump and start this business?
It's a good question.
I don't know if we thought, I don't know if we thought about it as like, we're not huge on, I don't know, man. I don't know what to call it. Going by the book or going by a timeline. We just kind of like to flow out, right? When you're in the realm of creativity and beauty and senses and just things that bring joy, you have to just let those things go and let it flow. And when it's ready, it's ready. If it's not ready, it's not ready, you know? So I think we were just kind of ready this year. Yeah, like I said, we've been working on, I mean, it's funny, right? Like we just dropped our first release this year, but we've had it ready for about 2 years. I mean, quote, quote, ready, right? I mean, we've had these designs, we've had the material, we've had all the logistics, everything worked out. But as far as the opening of that to the public, you know, and an actual release, you know, it just wasn't, we didn't have everything in a row yet. And so it's funny, right? And even the design process is funny like that. I know Steele's got sketches in his iPad, you know, we don't even know if we'll release them, right? And so you're always envisioning where you want to go and what you want to do. And you're usually about 2 to 3 years ahead of where you are, which is funny, yeah. Right? And so anyway, yeah, I don't know if I answered your question on that, but.
Yeah, I would just say so. But so how do you guys work together, right? I mean, in terms of coming up with designs, you know, you said that you've been out for, you know, like for a couple of years building these designs being the highest of quality, right? So do you guys do like a lot of back and forth, making sure that it's like as perfect as possible before it's actually time to go ahead and release it out to your customers?
Man, I appreciate the functioning of all the members, right? And I have a specific function, but it's very limited. It's very limited, right? And then Sam comes in and brings his function, right? And you know, when we're both present and we're both undistracted, not distracted, man, it's a high functioning engine, right? And so, you know, I know Sam, he calls me sometimes the designer or whatever, the visionary, but I have some points, right? But man, you know, this is, I was telling you, my mom yesterday, this is not possible without each other. It's just not possible. I can only see so far. I can only see to this point, you know, or I can't get over this obstacle, right? Like the next release, I don't know what to make it. What outfits do we include? What pieces do we include? Oh, I think maybe this one. And then that like unlocks the door. And then I run through four more doors, right? And so it's just, I'm just such a believer and I'm appreciative of just the functioning. You have to have each other. It's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And I think it's like when you work with family, it can be good, it can be bad. But I think overall, it's like you're not going to, in terms of trust, right? It's like I see so many families, like my mentors, it's like also like two siblings working together. Like there's so much value in that because it's like you're not like, family is everything. Yeah. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, no, it's fun, man.
Yeah.
So how have you guys gone about
what
finding,
is family, right?
Yeah. No, I was just curious. I was just curious. Like, how have you guys gone about finding like the right suppliers? Because you mentioned that you know source in Texas, it's like a Texas brand. So have you guys found like the right suppliers to make like your high quality products?
Man, trial and error. Trial and error,
years.
Dude. Years of connect. Yeah, it's true, man. You go through a lot of connections.
Okay. Years, right, Sweez? You know, I mean, if you think that's a quick, I mean, every brand is different, so every brand needs something different, right? We need a very specific quality, and we need a team to work with us through the design process, right? We're not a transactional brand. We actually work through steps with our manufacturers. If we don't like it, we don't go through with it, right? Some people don't work that way. That's fine, right? But if you think, you know, picking a team, assembling a team, a championship team is overnight, dude, it's the wrong business. You're in the wrong business, right? So, Sam, I mean, well, we've been probably looking, researching. We're still doing that, by the way. I mean, as we're progressing into better things, into knitted wear, into to bigger accessories, right? We're still sourcing, reaching out, who can do this better? You know, who do we work with smoother, right? That process is still going, you know. But yeah, it's Sam, what, 4 years, 5 years to settle in on somewhat some consistency. Sam handles a lot of the communication with those people. Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's again, we want people that are also, you know, honorable people, you know, so there's that too, right? So we're always kind of you're always kind of trying to filter through who's just transactional, like Steele said. All they really care about is just getting some product out. They don't care
Yeah.
about much else, you know. Or they don't really respect you, and so their timelines are delayed. They don't really answer you, right? It's like it's crazy. It's kind of crazy how people ignore, you know, either they, you know, manufacturers, they just I don't know if they're entitled or what, but they'll just ignore you. They just won't respond. You know, you're expecting a sample, all these things, right? And so working through all that, man, and just finding the right people to work with is just, oh man, you can't even like underestimate that. And the Lord's blessed us with great contacts, and we'll, you know, we're loyal to them, and they understand our quality, and they understand, you know, I mean, we're basically on a chat level, which is pretty cool. We love that about it, right? We just go back and forth on stuff. We like this, we don't like this. Hey, can you do this? We send them, you know, references and things like that, and we just work pretty fluidly.
Good.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I also had not also, but yeah, I had a restaurant. I had this experience. I was running a restaurant. Eventually, I just closed it. And I can understand, like, when you have to communicate with the third party vendors, this is a nightmare. You, whenever I have a
Yeah.
stock of full week, they're always calling me. Okay, hey, do you need something? I'm saying, oh man, I have a whole week stock. Don't worry about it. But when the stock is gonna end, nobody's gonna take my call at all.
Wow.
So these type
Yeah,
of
man.
problems with the third party vendors in the field of manufacturing or
Yeah.
maybe supply, this is a difficult thing to handle for sure. So okay,
For
so
sure.
every yeah. So everybody, every business, in fact, needs marketing, and marketing sometimes marketing plays a very essential role in your business. So how do you market your business? Is there anything, any secret sauce?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, right? Probably 3 4 years ago, naturally, we talked about, you know, once products are made available, we never wanted to just, here's everything, pick and choose, right? We're gonna just give it to you in bulk. Pick a shirt if you want, right? It's just kind of how we are. We like to kind of curate, build, right? And then like deliver a package, a sweet package, right? And this is just goes back to what Sam said earlier of like, we don't really like plan, this is how it's going to be, this is what it is. But just when the time came, there was a real feeling of like, yo, we're going to do release and we're going to name the releases, and the releases are going to be cohesive, and you're going to be able to get the release as a whole. And then so then it just kind of came together as like, man, like that's something we could settle in on, right? And it rings, it rings with us, right? As opposed to like, here's, you know, three t-shirts and a hoodie and then you know, sweats, and it's just like, there's no taste, there's no care, right? But when you actually put together three, four items that I would wear together, I would wear this together. Now I'm making it available to you, and then we're marketing that release as its own little gift, right? That's something that's a lot cooler, right? It's a lot cooler to us.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Awesome. So obviously,
Yeah.
Steele, as you mentioned earlier, that you play professional baseball, and Sam, you play D1 football. So for you guys, how has that helped you in terms of running a business? I feel like when you're playing at the highest level in sports, there's so much discipline involved. So how does that help you day to day to be successful with Steele Simons?
I mean, I think more than anything, you know, we're people of the faith, man. And so, you know, the Lord has taught us a lot through the years, and definitely has shaped our character and corrected us when we needed some correcting, and, you know, taking us through some things that he knows we needed. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't, it's funny, right? Sports is a funny deal. It is, man. It is. It's like, at least when I was playing, I think Steele could probably speak to himself, but, I always tried to find a flow to play, which is probably an anomaly. Cause when you think about sports, you think about ultra competitive. I'm going to beat the other person. I am better than the other person. You know, you kind of have this whole warlike mentality. That never really resonated with me. So I kind of played as a more of a flowy athlete. I was kind of out there trying to tap into who I was, and you know, feel good about that and enjoy kind of my portion. but anyway, I think the higher you go, I think it's harder and harder. I think the competition really comes out, and you have to tap into whatever, right? I didn't make it that far. But so I guess to say that, it's actually having a brand or doing something like Steele was saying that like speaks to your core. There's actually no relation at all. but obviously, yeah, there's some diligence and there's some, in business. Yeah. You got to do some things that maybe you don't, you know, maybe you don't feel like doing. Okay. That's definitely related to sports, right? You got to practice, you got to work out, you got to run sprints, you got to do things you don't feel like doing maybe. But, I don't know if there's a ton of similarity. Still, what have you learned, yeah, man?
Well, I just want to say, you know, there's an elephant in the room for me. We're all in different rooms, so I don't know if y'all see it. But the elephant in the room for me is, man, dude, athletes get put on a pedestal for no reason, right? For no reason, you know, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, it's being an athlete at a high level. If you're a person who loves one-on-one competition, you need to win to feel fulfilled in life, then it's for you, and it's going to ring. It's going to ring, right? If it's not, you won't have a lot of takeaways from it. You can be good at it, but there are some failures that you have to experience, and you still show up the next day. So there are takeaways, right? But to sit here and say, oh man, it taught me grit. It taught me, man, sports is unbelievable. I take that war mentality into the meeting, into the design room, and order me the best brand there ever is. Like, dude, what are we talking about? You know, we are thankful to what the Lord has given us. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? It's like, you know, it's true, man. That's a great point. It's yes. Still can tell you firsthand, hitting a 100-mile-an-hour baseball that's moving and you don't know where it's going is hard. You know, professional sports, Division I sports is hard, you know. But my thing is, kind of like you're saying, brother, so is running a reputable business. Let's go even farther right than that. Let's go even more than that. So is being a dad that shows up for his family and raises his kid and
Amen.
Kids and leads his house well. That's hard too, right? Anyway, not to harp on that deal, but it's true, man. I think, yeah, that's actually a great point though. I mean, we never want to, you know, hold some sort of pedestal or, you know, overemphasize something, right? I mean, sports definitely taught us something. Thankful for that experience, right? That was the Lord's path for both of us, really, for a lot of our life, you know? But yeah, it's true, man. I think lessons are learned at every step of your life, right? And if you're open to that, and if you're open to, you know, the Lord shepherding, then you'll be made a better person, right? And you'll be better.
No, 100%. Mm-hmm. And like I would just say, it's like my thought process more of like to your point, right? Like even playing a sport like baseball, it's like you're, you know, if you hit, you know, 3 times out of 10, you know, you're good, right? So it's like even in the business, like you have challenges, you have things that set you back, and I think so many people are not that resilient. Like most startups fail because people, you know, they just give up, right? And I think it's like having that level of resilience and persistence, truly believing in the why and pushing every day, I think is something that, you know, sets, you know, successful leaders apart in anything that they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say, you know, getting, you know, hitting, right, trying to get hits for me in my experience, it was, I can't tell you how many times I did not want to go play, go hit, right? Just did not want to. But there's things in business, in this business, that there's things that you don't want to do, right? But you tap into the spirit, right? And then you do them, right? And so I will give baseball credit and thankful for those past experiences because it really did prepare us to take on this journey of, you know, creating this men's fashion brand, right? Of you don't focus so much on the outside. Don't expect anything really from the outside. Be the engine. It's okay. The outside will be what the outside is, right? And the 3 out of 10 testifies to that. You know, I just had that trained in me, you know, like I don't expect 8 out of 10. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect that. Keep going. You know, so there's some takeaways, man.
Yeah. So whether I'm also a father, Sam, and I have 3 kids. So
nice,
I can understand from the father's perspective as well. So how a father thinks about all these responsibilities, in fact. And I would like to ask you, like, how this thing makes you successful, like in your life and in your business as well?
Oh yeah, that's a great question, man. I mean, that's kind of the classic, like, what is success, right?
Your perspective.
Exactly. Right. What is success? I mean, for me, success is just to be one with the Lord.
Yeah, for sure.
That's too precise.
let's be simple. Let's be simple.
Oh, for sure.
But how do you? Let's be simple. I guess for like, sure. but like, how do you ensure that these values are kept when running your business? Because I think it's like so many people, you know, and I think it's important that you're talking about like your faith because that's really important in any business. But like, how are you able to ensure, like, as you guys are growing and scaling, that's going to be a core principle of your business?
100%.
John, man.
Yeah.
So businesses touchy, Sweets. We were talking about this. I call Sam. We were touching on this last week. Anytime you're dealing with business, right, marketing, right, anything like that, you need to be very careful because what are you dipping your feet in? You're dipping your feet in money, you know. You're dipping your feet in transactions, business transactions, right? You're dipping your feet in attention to the self. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so all those little monsters are always crouching at the door to yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can live to those things. You can live to the money, the business, the marketing. Look at us, look at me, and you associate. No, that's why I appreciate Sam. To live to the Lord. Live to the Lord. Right. You know, like we need to do a video about our next release. Okay. Well, I can't live to that video and how that video turned. I need to just tap into the Lord, right? And then flow from that, right? Because that'll save us from being captured by the systems that still Simons is a part of. We have to work. We're on earth, mm-hmm. right? But the hidden systems are sneaky, right? And so we need to be protected from those. Yeah. That's a little bit of a tangent, but.
Yeah, no, it's good. No, I'm glad you're getting into the inner workings of Steel Simons. yeah, man, it's true. You know, people, we talk about the faith and some people don't realize that the faith is a person. The faith is a person, you know. It's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so he's got feelings. He's got feelings, man. He's got thoughts. He's got, you know, man, how's this video? How do we feel about that? Well, let's just check with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Oh, how do we feel about this, you know, partnership? Mm-hmm. How do we feel about this mm-hmm. product? How do we feel about this design? It's living, man. It's organic. He's in our spirit, man. And so, you know, we're always checking with that and checking with one another, right? We're checking with each other, right? And we're just saying, yeah. So that's success. That is success, right? I don't care if you don't make a dime. It doesn't matter. You know, that is success, because with that comes purpose and genuine expression, and fulfillment too. And that's kind of what we're after, man.
Completely makes sense. Completely makes sense. So, if I may ask, still about your sports, like, did you ever try to steal a base so fast that you left your own shoes behind?
No. <Nice. laughs> No, I have not. No, that never happened. That never happened. I tied them pretty tight.
Yeah, it would have if you didn't tie them. It would have. Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like, you know, you hear the story, like, you know, Shoeless Joe, but that was so long ago, you know, where he would lose his shoes, right? Where he was, like, walking around the base.
Old school.
Yeah. But I feel like nowadays, to Steele's point,
he's probably
it's like,
wearing. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's like nowadays, like, to your point, everybody, like, I played, like, a little bit, you know, obviously not at that high of a level, but it's like the, even like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, like, when I was playing, it's like the cleats are tied pretty tight. It doesn't really happen too often.
Yeah, for sure.
So what would you say was, like, your coolest moment? You know, you mentioned that you play, like, in the major leagues. What was your coolest moment playing in professional baseball?
Man, my coolest moment, I really thought it was cool when I got traded to the Rangers. And it's funny, sometimes when you know, the situation seems perfect, right? It's not, when the reality sets in. That's what's funny. That's what's funny about those things, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't have to hope everything works out how our mind constructs it. Just be okay with what you're given, right? Those are provisions for you, right? And then the life of God becomes the blessing in your life. The life of God becomes blessing. The provisions are handled, bros. They're handled, right? But I, you know, just having an earthly conversation, right? I thought it was really cool when I got traded to Texas. I could stay home, blah, blah, right? Ended up being one of the harder years of my life, right? 2021. But man, yeah, the moment I'm most proud of, I'm not sure. You know, making it to the major leagues is nice, because you know, no one can take that from you. Am I proud of it? No, because I really do not want to associate with it, because I know that never actually fills me up. You know, it never will, right? It's a vain fulfillment. It really is. It really is. It's better. It's more joyful to be free and not claim anything. Don't claim anything. I'm not a designer. I just flow out the life within, right? I'm not a major league baseball. And I know I'm not preaching this to, like, sound like this is whatever. This is an experience. This is my experience, right? So I'm not really proud of anything. I'm thankful, right? I'm thankful for the career. But we're onward, bros. Go onward, you know?
100%.
Yeah, I know that wasn't great.
No, I was just curious. I think, no, because, I mean, to your point, right? It's something that, you know, it's not defining who you are, but it's something that I think is, you know, most people don't get that feeling of the, you know, you work really hard for something and you eventually make it to the major league. That's a really cool accomplishment in your life.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, there's more anxiety and more division. And every team's different, but, like, you want to talk about anxiety? You want to talk about not satisfied? Just go play professional sports. You want to talk about brokenness, uncertainty? You want to go play you see what I'm saying? So, like, what is respectable? What is honorable? Only the Lord's life. That standard of peace, that standard of joy, that standard of just love. That's the standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could talk about the MLB, but I know what that is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's guys fighting for their lives because they're scared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's brutal, right? But, you know, and you know, the Lord be with them. It's hard in that system, because the system of money, entertainment, right? It's strong, right? Just, but we need to be protected. Just like in Still Simons, man, it's money, it's business. Right, it's an image. Strong. We need to be protected.
That makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do y'all expect Steel Simons to go?
we want people to come on in and take a seat and enjoy in the wardrobe and in the estate of Steel Simons. You know, just come in and partake, enjoy what we're producing, what that looks like. I don't know. It could be a physical store. It could be a storefront. It could be a downtown spot. You know, it could be just a greater online presence. But I think either way, more people experiencing just a genuine, kind of a genuine creativity of heritage and quality and, you know, a sweet taste of, you know, a man, I don't know what we don't even like to call ourselves something, right? But it's, you know, it's just kind of a house, right? It's kind of a house that we want people to be able to enter into and more people to experience that, whether it be the apparel that we put out, mm-hmm. the accessories we put out, the candles that we bring forth, the fragrances, whatever, man. It's the lotions, the whole, mm-hmm. just the whole, just sweet, kind of the sweet things, right? That bring us to the things of beauty in life, and obviously we're using physical things to kind of spark something within, spark beauty within, mm-hmm. right? So that's kind of what I'm looking at next year.
Well, that's exciting. Sure. So yeah. I would just, so like if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website and you know, Instagram handle? It's just how somebody could find your products.
Yeah, it's steelsimons.com. And we, our Bayfront release is out right now, but is it September 4th? Is it in 3 days?
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
have our second release, which is two apparel items and an accessory piece. So, we're introducing our first accessory, which is neat. It's a good one. We're going to continue on through the winter. And the Instagram is the Steel Simons. And I post a lot about it as well at Steel Walker. We're rolling.
Well, I want to say thank you both for your time today. I really appreciate it. And we're rooting for you. Hopefully you guys keep growing. Hopefully like a very successful holiday season. The holidays are coming up and hopefully people are thinking of Steel Simons and looking for gifts for their loved ones. So, thank you guys.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll love sure,
to thank you guys.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Thank you, guys. This
yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, Dan, thank you for your diligence, you know, in reaching out, man, and coordinating this. Sam, a pleasure, bro. A pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. Yes, thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, dude.
Yeah.